A mathematician once spent an entire semester teaching just one problem. Not because his students were slow, but because he understood something most educators miss: the difference between knowing an answer and understanding a principle. This approach transformed ordinary students into problem solvers who could tackle challenges far beyond that single equation. What separated these students from others wasn't innate genius. It was a systematic approach to thinking itself. Most of us stumble through life using the same mental patterns we developed as children, never questioning whether better methods exist. But what if thinking, like playing piano or speaking French, is simply a skill we can deliberately improve? Five fundamental principles. Inspired by the classical elements of earth, fire, air, water, and a mysterious fifth essence, offer a roadmap for transforming how your mind works. A chef who can't explain why salt enhances sweetness, or a programmer who copies code blindly, might produce results, but their knowledge is fragile, collapsing under novel challenges. Deep understanding means grasping fundamentals so thoroughly you could rebuild knowledge from scratch. Children learn language through immersion, building intuitive understanding before formal structure. Adults often reverse this, accumulating facts without foundational comprehension. A physics student might memorize formulas without understanding why objects follow parabolic paths. When the test changes, their knowledge crumbles. The empty page technique reveals gaps with brutal clarity. Before studying, write everything you know about the topic. Those blank spaces aren't failures, they're treasure maps showing exactly where to dig deeper. This awareness transforms vague confusion into targeted learning. True mastery requires Einstein's simplicity test. If you can't explain something simply, you don't truly understand it. This doesn't mean dumbing down, it means distilling ideas to their essence. The inability to simplify often masks shallow understanding beneath impressive jargon. Thomas Edison's laboratory notebooks contain thousands of failed experiments. Rather than hiding these setbacks, he studied them systematically, each one eliminating possibilities and illuminating the path forward. Most people treat mistakes like embarrassing secrets, rushing past them toward success. But productive failure requires deliberately seeking out errors. Consider the failure quota approach. Set a goal to make a specific number of mistakes each week. Avoiding all mistakes means avoiding all risks and therefore all growth. Jazz musicians demonstrate this during improvisation. They play wrong notes constantly, but incorporate these mistakes into evolving melodies rather than stopping. A misplaced note becomes an unexpected harmonic opportunity. The pre-mortem exercise flips traditional planning on its head. Before starting a project, imagine it has failed catastrophically. Now work backward. What went wrong? When Amazon launches initiatives, teams explicitly list everything that could go wrong, then design systems to prevent those failures. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin because he investigated an anomaly rather than dismissing it. His bacterial cultures got contaminated, a classic laboratory failure. Instead of discarding them, he examined why bacteria died around the mold, transforming a mistake into one of medicine's greatest breakthroughs. Einstein attributed his breakthroughs to childlike curiosity, not intellect. He wondered what riding a beam of light would be like, a question that sparked relativity theory. Most adults stop asking such questions, accepting surface explanations. Every assumption is a potential prison. Reed Hastings questioned why movie rentals required physical stores, creating Netflix. Travis Kalanick questioned why taxi rides needed phone calls, birthing Uber. They simply questioned what everyone else accepted. The five whys technique reveals questioning's power. Ask why five times when problems occur. A missed deadline might trace through time, underestimation, unfamiliarity with technology, inadequate training, to improper assessment of learning needs, addressing systemic issues rather than symptoms. Questions also forge connections across domains. George de Mestral wondered why burrs stuck to his dog's fur, then asked if that mechanism could be replicated, leading to Velcro. Steve Jobs connected calligraphy to computer typography, creating Apple's distinctive aesthetic. By questioning across boundaries, they discovered innovations invisible within single disciplines. Questions needn't have immediate answers. The question itself often proves more valuable, directing attention toward fruitful inquiry. water flows around obstacles, gradually reshaping landscapes through persistent movement. Effective thinking follows this pattern, pursuing ideas to their logical conclusions and discovering unexpected connections. Darwin's observation of finch variations naturally led him to his revolutionary theory of evolution. This approach requires intellectual flexibility. Watson and Crick initially pursued incorrect DNA models, but their willingness to reconsider based on Rosalind Franklin's X-ray images led to discovering the double helix structure. Steve Jobs credited a calligraphy class for influencing Apple's distinctive typography, demonstrating how insights from one domain often illuminate another unexpectedly. The Japanese concept of Kaizen, continuous improvement, embodies water's gradual power. Toyota's implementation of thousands of small worker-suggested improvements transformed manufacturing worldwide through accumulated incremental changes. Try idea mapping. Place a central concept on a page and branch outward with related ideas. Starting with renewable energy might reveal connections to urban planning, agriculture, and economic policy opportunities that isolated thinking would miss. The fifth element transcends the others, thinking about thinking itself, deliberately improving your cognitive abilities. Neuroscience confirms brains remain plastic throughout life. London taxi drivers who memorize streets develop larger hippocampi. Meditation practitioners show increased gray matter in attention-related regions. Benjamin Franklin identified 13 virtues, focusing on one weekly while tracking progress daily. Apply this to thinking skills by rotating focus deep understanding one week, productive failure the next. Environmental design matters. Darwin created a thinking path for daily contemplation. Einstein played violin when stuck, finding different mental activity triggered insights. Structure your environment to support better thinking, create distraction-free spaces, or join communities that challenge your ideas. Psychologist Anders Ericsson's research shows excellence comes from deliberate practice focused, challenging work with immediate feedback. A writer might practice generating 10 different opening sentences, deliberately exercising creative flexibility. Mastery isn't about perfection, but progress. Each application of the four elements makes you incrementally better. Over time, these improvements compound, transforming your entire approach to understanding the world. We're drowning in information, yet starving for wisdom. We carry humanity's knowledge in our pockets, yet struggle with problems our ancestors solved with far less. The difference isn't information, it's how we think about it. Start small, choose one element this week. Explain a concept simply to discover gaps. Deliberately attempt something you might fail at. Question unexamined assumptions, or follow a single idea wherever it leads. These elements compound beautifully. Deep understanding makes failure less threatening, because you can rebuild from fundamentals. Questioning reveals which ideas to follow. Following ideas exposes areas needing deeper understanding. They form an upward spiral, each revolution lifting you higher. Every expert you admire used these principles. Your brain has the same fundamental architecture as Einstein's. What separates effective thinkers isn't genetics, it's method. Here's your challenge. Don't just read about these elements. Choose one. Practice it today, notice what changes, then practice tomorrow. Because the most powerful force in the universe isn't atomic energy or artificial intelligence, it's a human mind that knows how to think effectively.